Hello, and welcome to a special edition of Wealth Management Insights. I'm Monica Guerra, Head of Policy and Geopolitical Strategy at Morgan Stanley Wealth Management. It's April 21st, and I'm recording this from our studio in Purchase, New York. Today, I'm introducing Geopolicy Pulse, a new publication from our thematic and macro investing team. Geopolicy Pulse looks at the geopolitical forces shaping markets, elections, policy shifts, conflicts, trade, and strategic competition. We translate these developments into actionable investment insights. This report goes deep into geopolitical themes that are developing and changing the multipolar world. It focuses on how policy decisions drive market risks and opportunities. Our goal is simple: to help investors understand not just what's happening, but why it matters for portfolios over time. In the first edition, we focus on the 2026 global election cycle and its impact on policy and markets. At a high level, the global backdrop is shifting. The world is becoming more multipolar, protectionism is rising, and alliances are evolving. Elections aren't just political events. They are catalysts for policy change that can reshape fiscal priorities, regulation, trade, and market outcomes. Let's start in the United States. The 2026 midterms could create a more complex political landscape. Republicans are expected to hold the Senate, and Democrats could take the House. That raises the odds of congressional gridlock. While this means there is a higher bar for legislative action, markets often thrive under this constraint. Simply, markets outperform during gridlock years relative to non-gridlock scenarios. However, a greater reliance on executive action could create interim market volatility. Policy debates will likely stay focused on affordability.
请关注公众号思维纪要社，更多纪要请加V CN2021-0130。
Ability, especially housing, healthcare, and energy. At the same time, national security should continue to support demand in defense, energy, and critical minerals. Now on to Japan. The recent election gave Prime Minister Takayuchi a strong mandate for her administration to pursue a growth agenda. This includes fiscal stimulus and higher defense spending. It's also contributed to rising bond yields and reflects a broader shift away from decades of deflation. In the near term, this supports growth, but it also brings risks. Higher yields and a weaker yen could add to inflation and affect global liquidity. At the same time, Japan's alignment with the U.S. is creating opportunities in defense, energy, and strategic resources. Next, Latin America. The region is at a potential turning point. Upcoming races in Brazil, Colombia, and Peru could reinforce more market-friendly policies focused on fiscal discipline and growth. That said, the region remains sensitive to the U.S. dollar and commodity prices. A weaker dollar has supported equities, but the global energy shock has added volatility. Brazil is the key election to watch here. A market-oriented shift could support equities and lower rates through fiscal reform and deregulation. Policy continuity may bring stability, but fiscal concerns could persist. In Colombia, the election is at a policy crossroads. A more conservative outcome could support disinflation and stronger U.S. ties, while a continuation of current policies may keep inflation and rates elevated. Peru faces a different challenge, political fragmentation. The key question is governability. Investors will be watching for stability and the ability to support capital investment. Finally, Israel. Elections are taking place in a complex geopolitical setting. Ongoing conflict and shifting regional dynamics create both risks and opportunities. Despite volatility, Israeli equities, especially in defense and technology, have performed well. Continued U.S. alignment and regional cooperation could support further growth. Now let's bring this all together. What should investors take away from all these developments? Geopolitics is becoming a bigger driver of markets. Elections are key turning points. At the same time, longer-term themes like national security, energy, and strategic resources continue to anchor the investment landscape. And while uncertainty is elevated, these periods of transition can also highlight emerging investment trends. That said, a long-term perspective will be critical, especially in volatile markets. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to discuss how these developments may affect your portfolio, please reach out to your Morgan Stanley financial advisor.